Good afternoon, friends. We're just here in a back street in Lisburn. I'm not going to disclose exactly where it is, but it may be that you know, and you might want to put a little comment down in the section below, just roughly where this is in Lisburn. But we walk the dog through here sometimes, and we noticed a couple of these old-fashioned signs on the gable walls of a couple of houses. There's one at the top of the street and there's one at the bottom of the street as well. Old-fashioned signs, I think they're made out of copper, and I would just love to know how long this sign has been on this wall. But it simply says, this is not a playground. This is not a playground. And several preachers of a bygone generation pointed that fact out as well concerning this particular world that we live in. A.W. Tozer was the pastor of the Alliance Witness Church in Chicago, a great man of God, and he made that statement himself. This world is not a playground. This world is a battleground. And you know, we're here in this world for a supreme and a divine purpose. And yes, there's a sense in which we ought to be joyful and we ought to pursue happiness and joy and peace and contentment. But the reality is that it's not all in this world's sunshine and roses, especially in the Christian life. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 12, fight the good fight of faith. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against principalities and powers. And he exhorted the church at Ephesus to put on the whole armour of God. And maybe today you're facing the battles and the trials of life. Life is hard, it's difficult, it's uncertain. It may be today that you're struggling with addiction, perhaps, or you're struggling with loneliness, or you're struggling with depression, and you're discovering that this world has its trials, its difficulties, its hardships. This world is not always a playground. There's things in life that are hard, there's things in life that are difficult. And as we said the last time, in times like these, you need a saviour. And it's wonderful to know that there's victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever King David was going out to fight Goliath, he realised he had a very big battle on his hands. This great Philistine giant who had never been defeated before, and all of Israel was running scared. Even King Saul, who the Bible says was head and shoulders above everybody else in Israel, physically speaking, he was afraid. And yet young David, a shepherd boy, who had spent so much time in the wilderness, in the secret place, tending his flocks, even there had learned to trust God. He had learned to prove God. He had fought battles in the secret place and won. And concerning this great battle, he was able to testify, as others did in Scripture, that the battle belongs to the Lord. And David was sure and certain of victory. And it's wonderful to know that in life's battles, if you're in Christ and you've trusted Him as your Saviour, that the battle belongs to the Lord. But can I encourage every child of God, every Christian, fight that good fight of faith. Don't take the armour off and lay your weapons down. We are living in hard days and the enemy has come in like a flood. And there are battles to be fought and there are battles to be won in the Saviour's name. Personal battles for each and every one of us. Fights that nobody knows anything about. Personal Armageddons. But then there's the great fight for truth and for righteousness. And let's endeavour to go through with God. This is not a playground. It's a battleground. God bless you. And thank you for listening. I'm on my own here and there's a few people walking about, so, and a few dogs are starting to bark, so I'm going to hoof it here and get on a bit further. But good to see you. God bless you. Thanks so much.